Romeo and Juliet, Act 1, Scene 5. Where's Potpan, that he helps not to take away? He shift a trencher, he scrape a trencher, when good manners shall lie all in one or two men's hands, and they are unwashed too. 'Tis a foul thing. Away with the joint stools, remove the court cupboard, look to the plate. Good thou, save me a piece of marchpane, and, as thou loves me, let the porter let in Susan Grindstone and Nell, Antony and Potpan. Aye, boy, ready. You are looked for and called for, asked for and sought for, from the great chamber. We cannot be here and there too. Cheerly, boys, be brisk. Oh, while, and the longer live take all. Welcome, gentlemen, ladies that have their toes. Ah, my mistresses, which of you all, unplagued with corns, will walk about with you? Will now deny to dance? She that makes dainty, she, elsewhere, hath corns. Am I come near ye now? Welcome, gentlemen. I have seen the day that I have worn a visor and could tell a whispering tale in a fair lady's ear, such as would please. Tis gone, tis gone, tis gone. You are welcome, gentlemen. Come, musicians, play. A hall, give room, and foot it, girls. More light, you knaves, and turn the tables up, and quench the fire, the room is grown too hot. Ah, sirrah, this unlooked-for sport comes well. Nay, sit, nay, sit. Good cousin Capulet, for you and I are past our dancing days. For long is now since last yourself and I were in a mask? By a lady 30 years. What, man? 'Tis not so much, 'tis not so much. 'Tis since the nuptials of Lucentio. Come Pentecost as quickly as it will, some 25 years, and then we must. 'Tis more, 'tis more. His son is elder, sir. His son is 30. Will you tell me that? His son was but a ward 2 years ago. What lady is that which doth enrich the hand of yonder knight? I know not, sir. Ah, oh, she doth teach the torches to burn bright. It seems she hangs upon the cheek of night, like a rich jewel in Ethiop's ear, beauty too rich for use, for earth too dear. She shows a snowy dove trooping with crows, as yonder lady over half her fellows shows. The measure done, I'll watch her place of stand, and touching hers, make blessed my rude hand. Did my heart love till now? Forswear it, sight, for I ne'er saw true beauty till this night. This, by his voice, should be a Montague. Fetch me my rapier, boy. What, dares the slave come hither, covered with an antic face, to fleer and scorn at our solemnity? Now, by the stock and honour of my kin, to strike him dead, I hold it not a sin. Why, how now, kingsman? Wherefore storm you so? Uncle, this is a Montague, our foe, a villain that is hither come in spite, to scorn at our solemnity this night. Young Romeo, is it? 'Tis he, that villain, Romeo. Content thee, gentle cuz, let him alone. He bears him like a portly gentleman, and, to say truth, Verona brags of him to be a virtuous and well-governed youth. I would not for the wealth of all the town, here in my house, do him disparagement. Therefore, be patient. Take no note of him. It is my will, the which, if thou respect, show a fair presence and put off these frowns, an ill-beseeming semblance for a feast. It fits when such a villain is a guest. I'll not endure him. He shall be endured. What, good man, boy? I say he shall. Go to. Am I the master here, or you? Go to. You'll not endure him. God shall mend my soul. You'll make a mutiny among my guests. You will get cock-a-hoop. You'll be the man. Why, uncle, 'tis a shame. Go to, go to. You are a saucy boy. Is't so, indeed? This trick may chance to scathe you, I know what. You must contrary me. Marry, 'tis time. Well said, my hearts. You are a princox, go. Be quiet, or, more light, for shame, I'll make you quiet. What, cheerly, my hearts. Patience for force, with willful choler meeting, makes my flesh tremble in their different greeting. I will withdraw, but this intrusion shall, now seeming sweet, convert to bitterest gall. If I profane with my unworthiest hand this holy shrine, the gentle sin is this. My lips, to blushing pilgrims ready stand, to smooth that rough touch with a tender kiss. Good pilgrim, you do wrong your hand too much, which mannerly devotion shows in this. For saints have hands that pilgrims' hands do touch, and palm to palm is holy palmer's kiss. Have not saints lips, and holy palmers too? Aye, pilgrim, lips that they must use in prayer. Ah, then, dear saint, let lips do what hands do. They pray, grant thou, lest faith turn to despair. Saints, do not move, though grant for prayer's sake. Then move not, while my prayer's effect I take. Thus, from my lips, by thine, my sin is purged. Then have my lips the sin that they took? Sin from thy lips? O trespass sweetly urged, give me my sin again. You kiss by the book? Madam, your mother craves a word with you. What is her mother? Marry, bachelor. Her mother's is the lady of the house, and a good lady, and a wise and virtuous. I nursed her daughter that you talked withal. I tell you, he that can lay hold of her shall have the chinks. Is she a Capulet? Oh, dear her account, my life is my foe's debt. Away, begone, the sport is at the best. Aye, so I fear, the more is my unrest. Nay, gentlemen, prepare not to be gone. We have a trifling foolish banquet towards. Is it e'er seen, sir? Why then, I thank you all. I thank you, honest gentlemen, good night. More torches here. Come on then, let's to bed. Ah, sirrah, by my fay, it waxes late. I'll to my rest. Come hither, nurse. What is yon gentleman? The son and heir of old Tiberio. What's he that now is going out of door? Marry, that, I think, be young Petruchio. What's he that follows here that would not dance? I know not. Go ask his name. If he be married, my grave is like to be my wedding bed. His name is Romeo, and a Montague, the only son of your great enemy. My only love sprung from my only hate, too early seen unknown, and known too late. Prodigious birth of love is it is to me, that I must love a loathed enemy. What's this? What's this? A rhyme I learned even now, of one I danced withal. Anon, anon, come, let's away, the strangers are all gone.